Now, last May, we spoke to Aidan Hart, and at that point, Aidan was in the middle of a controversy. His commission, Pooka, which was supposed to be put up in Ennisdiamon on a plinth, 2 metre tall, was attracting a lot of negative reaction. Well, Aidan and Pooka are back in the news today because the results of a survey done by Clare County Council to find out what people thought about Pooka have been published. And Aidan is down the road in our Waterford studio. Good afternoon, Aidan.
Hello, Ray. How are you?
Good. Good to talk to you again.
Yeah.
So just and I know you're probably tired enough of talking about this, but just for people who don't know the story, have you got an abridged version? One that you could fit into that little space on the census form?
Yeah, it's a long and winding tale.
Yes, yes.
Essentially, I got I was commissioned to make a public or public sculpture for Ennisdiamon, a little town in Clare. I applied. It was an open brief. They wanted something that reflects Clare culture and would be eye-catching to tourists. Mm. So I pitched my an idea to do a Pooka, who's a fairy from Irish folklore. He's a, you know, shape-shifting trickster. And I got the commission. So I was delighted and I set about making it. Making my little model into a 2 metre clay statue. I was doing that, happy as Larry, during the well, I don't know which lockdown, I've lost count.
Yes.
but anyway, I was happy as Larry in my studio, getting up with the rising sun and coming home at dusk. A public commission is a big opportunity for a sculpture because you can work at scale. And bronze, which my sculpture is bronze, it's fiercely expensive. So really, the only way you're going to get to make a 2 metre statue or whatever is with a public commission.
Okay.
So it was delight. It was great. You know.
It was an exciting time for you and very positive and a huge opportunity. And then somebody threw a fly into your ointment, so to speak. And
indeed.
Who was the first person to come out publicly and say something negative about it?
Well, so a picture with the council that I was dealing with, the Clare County Council, was leaked to a group in Ennisdiamon, where right. It was going. I think they caught wind that something was going on, and they heard it was a Pooka. And you know, I'm sure, like a minority, you know, not everybody knew what a Pooka was.
Yes.
So they did a Google search, and they got the willies because you know the internet is a dark and scary place where everything is given its worst aspect. So a lot of they wanted to see the picture. They did, and they well, for people that haven't seen the picture, he's a horse-headed man standing on one foot dancing a jig. So he's not your typical sculpture by any means.
But the brief was something that would keep people in Ennisdiamon a little bit longer. I would imagine they were thinking that it would be a talking point, that people would want to travel maybe. It'll be a sort of a destination sculpture in that people would travel to get their picture taken alongside it or take a picture of it. I'm just imagining that was the thinking behind it.
Yes, and it's hard to know. Certainly, yeah. That was exactly the thinking. But and it certainly did catch attention. But this group that saw it didn't like it. They put a petition into the county council. They paused casting, and then midway in this pause, which was supposed to be a 1 month pause, the parish priest gave out about it. Then that made the news. And then that was I think the week
that was the storm. Yeah, that was the storm that I referred to as you were in the middle of it, and we spoke to you around then.
We had our chat, and
so,
then
so they paused it. Then Aidan, they paused the commission, such, and then they commissioned something else, as in a survey with a local organisation called Connect the Dots, and they asked people about the sculpture and they said, and I'm reading a piece from Clare County Council website, the results of the survey will guide Clare County Council and Fáilte Ireland in a final decision in relation to proposed artwork. Mm. Now, they said that it wasn't going ahead earlier in the year, but the reason it's back in the news today is that somebody put in a freedom of information and got the results of the survey. Isn't that it? So you know, you can read through what people thought of your sculpture. How do you feel about that? Your sculpture. How do you feel about that? Because you know, it's
well, it's grand. I mean,
is it?
It's kind of.
What sort of things were they saying?
I mean, the stuff in the the survey is pretty tame compared to the stuff, the other stuff that was on the internet. I mean, but it's kind of pulling a scab off an old wound, because obviously I heard about this in January, and I had my reservations about the way the consultation was done. There was a kind of online vote, and I didn't think that was too
why not
prudent a way to judge a work of art, because it kind of it's divisive. It tends to bring out the extremes.
Mm.
So when you look at the report that was this fella, you get to kind of look under the bonnet of the decision making. So this consultancy firm Connect the Dots, they're in Dublin and I think Philadelphia. They work with lots of the county councils in Ireland, kind of mediating between them and the Great Unwashed.
Right. And they did a survey and Gordon Deegan got the results. I'm just looking at them here. The report states that 674 responses were received as to whether people liked the pooka or not. 370 or 55% outlining reasons for disliking it, and 291 or 43% in favour. So it was close enough. The report states that there were at least 79 mentions of ugly, 10 of scary, 11 of hideous and 8 of eyesore. Yeah. So that's the article by Gordon Deegan in the Mail today. You must feel a little bit hard done by, because if before they erected any piece of art around the country, they put it to it's not exactly a public vote, but nearly a public vote. Like, would anything be erected, I wonder?
No, it wouldn't, and that's why it's not done like this. But I accept the council's decision, and reservations are not. It's done basically,
right.
And we're moving on now. But I mean, it did make entertaining reading the report. I enjoyed the section where people who disliked the sculpture were asked for alternate locations. They suggested at the bottom of the ocean, a waste management facility, behind a wall, and my favorite, space near Pluto. It's a bit of crack. And some people defended pooka. One lad said he puts the wild Atlantic way. But really, the battle was lost before it began.
Was it? Yeah. So where is it at now then? So the last time we were talking, you hadn't cast it yet.
Yes. No, it was. And I'd only been paid for my time, basically the first third. So
right.
I was waiting a year to go ahead. But basically, Leonard Cleary of the Clare County Council, his director of rural development, he convinced me that pooka would not end up in a warehouse if I gave him to Clare. Because I when they said they don't want for Ennis Diamond, I was, you know, willing to hit the road. I said, if Clare doesn't want it, that's fine. Because when it was in the news, I kept on getting private offers
yeah.
for people to buy it. And I was like, you know, if there's actually no harm, no foul, I can just hit the road. But they insisted on keeping pooka. They said Clare wants pooka.
Right.
And like, I was in a bit of a huff, obviously, because, you know, nobody likes rejection. So I was ready to do a Roy Keane and get the next plane out of Shannon. But Leonard Cleary, he talked me off the ledge. He said, give it a shot. And no, I think they're serious.
Okay, so currently, and it's actually ongoing now, because Ken Fitzsimons, communications officer with Clare County Council. We have an email from him. The deadline for receipt of expressions of interest via email, by post or in person, a local authority area, anyway, was last Thursday.
Yes.
So they were for suggestions as to where it would be put.
Well, not quite, because it's only for North Clare, because Mr. Cleary was adamant that they get first dibs, because that's like the area around Ennis Diamond. After that, if that doesn't work out, it'll be up for the, like, elsewhere in Clare. Which,
right, okay. I know it has legs, but this really has legs, you know. So the pook is travelling, isn't he, and shape-shifting and all sorts of things. So what do you think is going to happen next? Because that only closed last Thursday, so I'd imagine they're sifting through the various suggestions. What do you feel?
Well, I mean, the bishop in Clare, Fintan Monaghan, did a welcome intervention the last week as it was about to close. He said, because, you know, obviously it had acquired an unearned reputation of being an irreligious statue,
right, yes,
with Mary Kenny, etc., calling it a pagan monstrosity. Okay. So he said, he's the Bishop of Killaloe Diocese, he said, in view of the multi-faith environment that we live in these days, there ought to be a welcome to the diverse traditions.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, pagan and Christian things.
Yes, but, like, but sure, there's blurred lines there as well.
Oh, totally.
We all know. Sure, Christianity has hijacked, no, that's not a nice word, but sort of borrowed from paganism.
Appropriated,
that's the word. That's a lovely word, yes.
That's lovely. They've
appropriated.
Yeah, there's shielding the gigs in churches all
over
Ireland.
Yes, there's a shielding the gig in the cathedral in Kildare.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah. I see there's another artist doing, putting up shielding the gigs around the place. They stuck one to the wall of a police station, a Garda station, during the week.
You want to watch these artists? They're trouble.
they're trouble. Unfortunately, you can't do much guerrilla style stuff with your puka because it's so big.
Yeah, no, yeah. It's awkward. It's been cast now, and Ross Whittaker, the director of that great Katie Taylor documentary,
yes,
was in with the Foundry film me as I was working on the second stage.
Great.
So he's making a. He thinks it's, you know, a mad story that has keeps going, and it kind of illustrates Ireland's strained relationship with our heritage. But the way it's looking, it might end up with an artist slowly going mad.
I know. You sound fine. Is that just
it's a
show?
Facade.
Yeah, facade. Yeah, right. I'm sure, and there's a guarantee I'll be talking to you again, because this story ain't over yet by a long shot. But for the moment, Aidan Hart, thanks so much for coming into our Waterford studio. Thanks, Aidan.
Thanks a lot.
Mind yourself.
Take care.